your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Smells a little different in this studio today. I'm trying a new oil, Dr. Sheely. Dr. Sheely made called Ring of Life. Ring of Life. Smells... I think it works. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Hey, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Boy, we are snowed in. No kidding. No kidding. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Tom's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us. Welcome, Frank Underhill.
Good morning, Vincent. Glad to be here with you this morning and your listeners. We have a big program today.
We do? Hey, Frank, 3 degrees. It's 3 degrees here on the farm. Snow covers everything, including the backs of the cows. I would say they've got maybe an inch or two of snow on their backs from overnight. Frank, we saw the chemtrails overhead Friday. Friday, they were flying overhead in the morning, they were flying overhead in the evening, and these chemtrails disappear within about 15 minutes. I saw them, and I ran in the farmhouse to get my camera, and they had dissipated. But I did get some pictures, and I knew it was going to be a bad storm, and geez, it's hitting the East Coast. It's a massive storm. And the problem is it's really, really rough on these animals. And so yesterday and day before, we're back up to feeding four times the amount of hay that we would normally feed. I don't think it's enough. The cows are eating every bit of hay that we unroll for them. And we even drop hay in the woods. So, you know, we're encouraging them to stay in the woods where it's a little less windy. But it's a mess, and it's engineered. And I'm thinking that pretty soon the farmers are going to have to sell their cows. And when that happens, there's going to be a real short glut on the market, and then the price will go up even higher than it is right now. And we're at record prices for beef right now in terms of at the supermarket. So, Frank, farmers are having a tough time. Rising tensions between Russia and the West. You want to talk about that?
Well, obviously you see that being translated into the price of gold. I think when I emailed you a link this morning or last night, gold is trading at $1,343. Now it's $1,352. And This is why people buy gold, when you have unstable government or unstable banking. And I think here in the Ukraine, you have an example of both. I don't follow that currency, if they have one or if they're tied to the ruble, but I don't really know if anybody would even be wanting that kind of money right now, fiat currency. And I think that, you know, the case is made. This is when you do buy gold. We saw gold move up, to like $1,900 on the brink of the banking collapse. And now you're seeing gold rally like this in, you know, very quick and very short term. Now, you know, I think once tensions subside, you know, gold can probably retreat somewhat. But as for today, gold is reacting the way it should be.
Well, gold has long been a safe haven in times of turmoil. And Frank, I remember during the Bob Chapman days, you know, when it looked like conflict was on the horizon, gold would appreciate in value. And we looked at that as a safe haven. And we've always said that old money, meaning the people who are wealthy that really understand what's going on, that's where they go. That's where they place their wealth in times of trouble. Do you think that's still the case? I do.
Absolutely. And Vince, I just want to touch on silver. You know how we've been talking for a year, you know, $20 silver, $20 silver, neutral and holding. Now silver is 21 and a half bucks right now. So you're looking at how these markets are reacting, you know, to these hair trigger news events.
Yeah. Yeah. Going right now to current price of gold, $13.49. It's up $20. Silver, $21.53. It's up 31 cents. I'm happy with it. You know, Frank, I just, when I have some extra available Federal Reserve units that I'm not using, I will put it into precious metals. And still, I have not sold any. I've only upgraded a little bit in terms of the quality of some of the silver I've had or some of the gold, mostly the silver. Gotten better quality silver dollars. But I still have as many as I had before, maybe even a little bit more. Okay, so Frank, gold's still looking good, silver's still looking good. You know, Bitcoin. You and I talked about the Bitcoin, and I expressed reservation. You expressed reservation about, you know, what actually is it? Is it tangible? Can you hold one? No, you can't. It's vaporware, in my opinion. And so let's talk about what happened with Mt. Gox.
Well, people got to remember that Mt. Gox is one exchange that trades one item. And when they got hacked and I just want your viewers, your listeners to understand, really, nothing has really been stolen. Like if you go to a bank and say you robbed $30,000, well, it's not $30,000 missing, it's just $30,000 transferred somewhere else. That's what you're seeing with this $400+ million transfer. Somebody or the alleged, who even knows what, if there is somebody or if it's bad accounting, either way, it's a big mess, and people were clamoring for traceless currency. What do you call it? Vapor currency?
Vaporware. Yeah. I call it vaporware.
Vaporware, and you know, that's a good word for it. But the people were wanting this and buying Bitcoin miner and buying this and that. And Vincent, you know, like I believe anyone should invest in wherever they want or buy whatever they want. But you got to read into the fine print. Remember, if anyone bought this Bitcoin 4 or 5 years ago, whatever, for $10, $5, whatever, I don't know per se, but still it's up here at 400. You're still ahead of the game. It's all the Johnny-come-latelys that got their basically heads handed to them on a platter. And not only you're dealing with currency fluctuations, now you're dealing with hacking or bad accounting. And there's a lot of variables, but perhaps they will work on ways to minimize risk and reduce a lot of the volatility. And I think we were saying that, you know, gold is maybe a counter to Bitcoin. Well, we mentioned this, you know, a couple programs ago, you're looking at the gold rising and you're looking at Bitcoin falling. So again, gold is a equilibrium. I'm going to go on a limb here, anything monetarily. So you're looking at gold staying the same, but you know, other currencies are devaluing against the gold for this window frame right time frame right now. And of course you're seeing the Bitcoin fall as well, and although there's probably more variables to it than what I can or anyone can lead on to, you can't really outguess speculation. But that's the evidence is clear. You're seeing gold, and actually, even before all this, we've been saying gold has been in a holding pattern. Gold went down to 1180, and now it's like 1200. Now it's 1300 and 1350. This is very positive for gold, and I think really, generally, maybe the worst of gold is over, because as we've seen over the charts, the NIBOT can only go so high. You look at the euro, it's knocking on 138. You look at the pound, it's knocking at 165. These European currencies are starting to trench in again. I don't know about this latest Ukrainian-Russian incursion there, but you're looking at a solid footing for foreign currencies against the greenback as well. And I think, again, this will help gold further into the future.
Frank, I use the term vaporware, V-A-P-O-R-W-A-R-E. We've heard of hardware and we've heard of software. Vaporware was a term that was used in the 1980s, and it described computer hardware or software that might have been announced by a company, like, here's the latest thing that's coming out, get ready, it's coming out, get ready, and it never happened. And so people were looking forward to these evolutionary and revolutionary products that just did not materialize. So they called them vaporware. So by extension, I'm using that term. When I think of the Bitcoin, I'm thinking of that because I don't see how it could possibly endure. I know people want to get, with all the spy technology that's going on, I know people want to be anonymous. I want to be anonymous. Well, it's easy. Pretty easy. I mean, you can use cash. You can use cash, especially the older cash without the tracking strips in it. The older 100s, and you can still get them. And they're still redeemable for products, those Federal Reserve notes, the older styles. So I try to use cash, and it's really neat when you do. You open your wallet and someone sees some green piece of paper in there, and they wonder, where'd you get those? They think that something's wrong. But if we stop using cash, we will not be able to use cash. So I suggest that all of you who are listening, all of those of you who want to continue using cash to be anonymous, keep using cash. Keep using cash. Frank Underhill and I will be right back. This is USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we'll have an announcement about the meetup, whether we're going to have one tonight or not, during the second hour. I'm going to ask John Reagan what the roads are like. I talked to Judy Dollarhite this morning. I expressed my condolences. Her father passed away. And I want to thank you all for your prayers. It's been a rough ride for the Dollarhite family, and they needed your prayers. So I really appreciate those of you who helped them with that. The roads are kind of rough in Nixon, Missouri. The roads are rough in Springfield, Missouri. And the roads are really, really rough here at the farm. So we'll have an announcement as to whether we're going to have a meetup tonight, but I don't think it's going to happen. Not that I don't want it to happen. I just don't think it's safe, and I don't think it's prudent, and I don't think it's wise at this point. Things may change within the next 45 minutes or so, but I'll ask John Reagan what he thinks. He's close to Springfield and much closer than I am. Frank's with us. Frank, we talked about vaporware. And, you know, it just seems to me that it's not a good idea to place your assets into something that is not tangible. I'd rather have a shovel, a backhoe, tools, garden seeds, a farm, pots to plant those seeds. And this Mt. Gox, G-O-X story, $460 million disaster, it seems that there's a disappearance of $460 million. It's almost half a billion, in dollar-denominated numbers.
Vincent, I'll go on. I don't even believe that story. Actually, I'm very dubious of it. I think I have a hard when I see a video of that guy bowing in front of a press corps, and that I don't know. I got a very I got a very hard time believing the story, actually. First, it's overseas. Second, it's unaccounted for. There's no SEC oversight. There's no Federal Reserve review. There's no comptroller of the currency. You know, nothing. You know, I just don't believe it. I'm very skeptical. I'm sorry to tell your listeners that, but I think there's something. I don't want to use even the word something. Run amok. And how do you even know if they even had those assets in there in the first place? There's really no accounting that I've seen or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember, Frank, years ago, we were talking about, you know, ways people get wealthy. And I was about 27 years old, I think, at the time. And Bert Bertonis and I were talking. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. I've known him for a very long time. And, you know, one of the ways you can inherit money. That's one way to get a lot of money quickly. Another way is to win the lottery. Now those are pretty far reaches if you want to get a lot of money quickly, right? And another way is you can start a corporation and issue stock. And now the third way is you can create a vaporware currency. And geez, it's unbelievable. Absolutely. To me, it is such a stretch. It's such a stretch for me to think that people actually were involved in this. I wouldn't do it because I would want to know what it's backed by. It's not even backed by the full faith of the government's taxing ability, which is what the Federal Reserve note's all about. You know, the ability to tax us into oblivion. People believe it's actually worth something. But this vaporware, the Bitcoin, that's something else. I'm not interested. I don't have any. Don't want any. At this point, I mean, I'm not convinced. It's going to take some doing to convince me. Okay.
Well, I think when you look at, you know, going back to the tangibles, when you said about, you know, mm-hmm. a shovel and a backhoe and seeds,
yeah.
Even if worse comes to worse, that it's still a commodity, basically, and it's a tangible. Mm-hmm. And, well, again, you know, bear in mind, you know, you cannot hack a gold mine. You know, they're talking about all these Bitcoin miners. Well, the only mining I understand is the mining that Goldcorp does, Pretium does, Barrick, Freeport, Royal Gold, any of these. That's the only mining I understand, where they produce the metal, where they trade it, where they mill it, they smelt it, they put it into lovely yellow bars, hold for safekeeping, market to mint, market to dealers. That's what you. That's mining. None of this, Vincent. It's almost the more I'm talking about it, almost the more asinine it becomes.
I love it when you get excited, Frank. When you're passionate, I love it. Frank Underhill. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about Oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank, I was just looking at the calendar, and next Monday, not tonight, but next Monday, March 10th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at the meetup at Ziggy's. That's going to be at 5:30. So, class, if you're interested in meeting Dr. Joel Wallach in person, he will be at Ziggy's restaurant, our hangout, where we hang out every Monday night, except maybe not tonight, because of the snow and ice. He'll be there next Monday, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's absolutely free. If you want to meet Dr. Joel Wallach, you want to get his autograph, if you want to get an autographed copy of his books, CDs, he'll be there. 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. That's next Monday, March the 10th. And, Frank, we've been talking about gold and we've been talking about silver, and you've got some thoughts about gold. You can hold it. It's a store of wealth. It's rare. As a matter of fact, your father gave me a pen, which I have right here in my hands in the studio. It's a cross pen, and it's made out of gold. It's not one of those pens that you leave around and you lose. It's one of those that you keep, and you keep it for a lifetime. So,
gold is eternal.
You're very pro. Yeah. It is.
I'm very pro gold, and I'm very pro God. And outside that, God ahead. But aside from that, I don't like distraction or deviation. And I just want to say with bit mining, once they, whoever they are, the people who run that apparatus, once they can control and manage risk better, you probably will see life coming back into it. And I think that's a very big component, and maybe there's an industry being created right now as we're speaking about devising a way to eliminate a lot of the risk and counterfeiting or false mining or whatever whatever terms they use. But I think that really needs to be taken a look at. But until, regulatory, quote, global regulatory organizations look into this, I think pretty much people who dabble in this spectrum are open to a wide myriad of misfortunes.
You know, Frank, I was thinking about gifts, and when I was young, very very young, my aunt would give me one silver dollar for each year I was born. So when I was one, I got one. When I was two, I got two. When I was five, I got five, and pretty soon it stopped after that. But I still have those, and I find it fascinating. I've never spent them. I've never used them. I have them in the same place I've had them since the 1950s, the same box. And what I try to do is I try to follow her lead. And when I give someone a birthday present, it might be a fractional piece of gold, like a 1/10 ounce piece of gold, or silver dollars, or something in silver or gold. And it's for that same reason. It's durable. It's lasting. The memories last a very very long time. It's more lasting than a Christmas card. It's more lasting than a birthday card. It's more lasting than a trinket from China. It's durable. And if I were in a jam, or if one of the people who I gave these small amounts of gold or silver to were in a jam, I'd want them to use them to get out of that jam. That difficult situation. And Mike Ma, I just heard from him. He's one of our instructors. You've met Mike Ma from Guatemala. He's heading back toward this part of the world soon. I don't know when. He didn't tell me exactly when. And what he tries to do is keep a small amount of gold on his person so that if he gets in jam, he can negotiate his way out of it with, let's say, a 1/10 ounce piece of gold. And it works for him. I mean, he's been in more jams than anybody I know. And he gets out of them, and he negotiates for his life, sometimes with force, sometimes with the threats of force, and sometimes with precious metals. So how rare is gold, Frank?
Well, it's very rare to the fact that there's not really a whole lot of gold around. If you look at Fort Knox, apparently there's 8 tons of it there. And I guess various gold depositories around the world probably have maybe 2 or 3 tons, perhaps, at most. And, of course, a lot of it is used in coin and jewelry. So that being said, the rarity, and again, you cannot hack into it, and you can't, and people try to make that link between gold and Bitcoin. Well, gold and Bitcoin are completely two opposites. I think Bitcoin, if you didn't have the security breaches in it, I'm sure Bitcoin would probably be trading maybe double where it is now. You know, that's just my speculation, because a lot of the risk has been eliminated. But, of course, with risk, no return. And I'm sure there's arbitragers out there who like to take advantage of these far and wide dips and ebbs and jives with Bitcoin. However, gold, I think, is always seen, regardless, as a, quote, conservative asset. That, again, you can hold bars, you can hold coins, in the case, hold a pen. Write with it, even. But when you look at conservative investing, you know, gold, I think, has always been, even when gold was $35 an ounce or $300 an ounce or so forth, it is yet to be forged, it is yet to be duplicated, it's yet to be, copied. And it trades on its rarity and preciousness, as well as platinum for industrial uses and silver for the most part.
Frank, you mentioned 8 tons of gold in Fort Knox. A couple weekends ago, I was pulling a trailer from Arkansas. And this trailer is 26 foot long. It's a gooseneck trailer. It's one that we have on the farm. So it's a 26 foot long trailer. It's made by a company called Featherlight. There's nothing light about it. This happens to be a steel trailer. And on that trailer we had 250 2x4s, 20 feet long. And we had 15 sets of trusses, 40 foot barn trusses. And that's pretty much it. And that weighed about 18,000 pounds. So the trailer and the trusses and the 2x4s weighed about 18,000 pounds. That's more weight than you're talking about in gold in Fort Knox. And this all fit on a 26-foot trailer. That's without the truck, just the trailer. So when we talk about 8 tons of gold, that's not very much.
No. No, oh, sorry, 8,000 tons of gold. But yeah, that again is still not very much. 8,000 tons, yeah. And again, you know, that's not very much.
Well, I don't believe there's eight tons.
Right.
I don't believe there's 8 tons.
There's that as well. And I think when you look at how much gold is really, you know, ready to say, you know, pick up for delivery, it's probably even less. Because there's, of course, a lot of handling in gold as well, too, that people don't forget. And actually, you think when by the time gold goes from a mine to a smelter to a dealer, it's gone through hundreds of hands.
Frank, Germany had placed a request to the United States that they wanted their gold back, right? And we told them, not so fast. Now, why is it that if we had it, that we wouldn't return the gold that we're storing for Germany in our vaults if we had it? What's the problem? I can only see two things. One, we don't have it. Or two, it's so valuable we don't want to give it back. Could there be another possibility?
Either way, the scenarios don't play out why they can't deliver physical metal. And I think with the case of Germany, They and that was some time ago. I've come across that, and it's quite perplexing. When, you know, imagine if you went into a bank and put your gold into safekeeping in a safe deposit box, and the bank tells you, "Oh no, you can't go in there and get your gold." Can you imagine what would the ramifications be?
Well, it happened before. It happened in 1933 here in the United States, where the president locked safety deposit boxes, and they wouldn't be opened unless there was a federal agent there present. So that's why I would never. I don't have a safety deposit box. Why would I want to trust something that is so important to me that I wouldn't want anybody to have it, that I would put it in the hands of somebody else? Why? That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Something that's so important that I would not want to risk losing it, and I wouldn't want to risk having it stolen, and I'd give it to somebody else to keep it for me. That's insanity. Absolute insanity.
There's a lot of companies that offer this kind of service where you buy gold, you store it in their vault, they charge you fees, they charge you handling, they charge you shipping. And there are companies outside of banks that do this. A lot of them are like offshore, either in the Jersey Islands or Canada or Isle of Man, who knows where. But this is another industry unto itself.
Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Frank, I'll tell you a short story about silver when we come back. Frank Underhill, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixa, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I don't know if I should do this, but I'll do it anyway. Several years ago, I was scheduled to speak on survival economics in a city. At an expo. And so I showed up to speak, and the police were waiting for me. And they were going to arrest me. And so I didn't speak, but what I found out was they replaced me with a guy who was talking about buying silver, paper silver. And the presentation went something like this. Well, for $25 you can buy silver, and it can be a regular payroll deduction. So for $25 a week or a larger amount, you can have digits deducted from your paycheck, and you can buy silver. And then at what price? Well, that's to be determined. And it gets stored in a vault. So supposedly you're buying silver, it gets at some future price, you don't know when, but you have to have enough. You have to have enough in your digit account to make the transaction. And then at some point in time that you don't determine, the silver is purchased for you at some price that you don't determine. And that silver is stored for you, and you pay a storage fee. And if you want it, if you want physical delivery, you can arrange for that. And you can pay a transaction fee for that. So you have a shipping fee, a storage fee, a handling fee. And it's bought at a price that you don't even know what it is. That's insane to me. So I went to the website, and I'm not going to mention this particular company's website, but they want your name, address, and all that kind of stuff. So now they know who you are. So your anonymity is gone. So why would anybody do that? Frank, if you want to buy gold or silver, just go to your coin dealer and pay cash, and that's it. That's it. Unless you're structuring a deal, there is no reporting requirement. So you can buy silver, you can buy gold anonymously. And why would anyone not want to do it that way? I don't get it. I don't get it. So, class, you know, you have jewelry. You might have an engagement ring. It might have a diamond in it. You've got other assets. You've got cash around the house. You're able to maintain that, right? So why not gold and silver? Keep it where you are in control of it. Frank, your thoughts?
I concur. You don't really need a, go to your coin dealer. Shop around. Really, like anything, you need to be careful of what you purchase and who you purchase it. I just want to say that a lot of people may be apprehensive about dealers. And, you know, I've known a few of them. And, they all seem to be even, straight up, people. And, and it's true that everybody has to make a profit. That's how our system works. But if they are working for you, then, you need to, or you don't need to, you can really buy from anyone, but just be careful and shop around. And, you know, it's very competitive. And I think competitiveness takes out a lot of quote gouging. If, we talked, many programs ago about, premiums at 5% and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when silver is sitting at $35, $40, no one cares about it. But when you have silver down at these levels, it still costs the dealer just as much to buy silver at $20 an ounce than it does at, $30 an ounce or $40 or higher. So there are these built-in costs and the premiums are more, way more transparent. But however, it is what it is.
So, class, if you avoid numismatic metals, okay, the ones that are rare, and if you stay with the common items, you can shop them. You can shop them from dealer to dealer to dealer, and you can get the best price. And I suggest you consider striking up a relationship with a dealer who will take care of you. And the minute that dealer, if you're suspicious that that dealer is not taking care of you, or is trying to take advantage of you, I'd let them know and stop doing business with that dealer. It's as simple as that. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, John Reagan. I'm going to ask John Reagan about the weather and to see what his thoughts are on whether we should have a meetup tonight at Ziggy's. It's snow all over in Missouri. Frank, thanks so much. We'll be right back.
We are not here to scare you or fill your mind with images of terror. There's enough of that already. We are SurvivalBagsInc.com, a veteran-owned company. We specialize in survival supplies, bags, and packs. In most cases, our survival bags, loaded with emergency food, water, and supplies, ship out in 24 hours or less, and prices start as low as $60. Go to SurvivalBagsInc.com, and thank you for supporting a veteran-owned American business. SurvivalBagsInc.com. Our mission is to help you survive.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.